Welcome back to the Cheryl Reeve Show. We have a couple of shows planned for the near future. One, of course, we'll look at the season and what's coming up for the Minnesota Lynx. But in this show, what we really want to do is we want to devote an entire show just to Sylvia Fowles, maybe the greatest center, probably the greatest center in WNBA history. Maybe I should just say the greatest center in NBA history, WNBA history. That's probably the right way to go. Fascinating final week, a very emotional final week. And Cheryl, let's start with Friday night. You packed the house, had a great ceremony after the game. And, I thought it was just such a great, sometimes ceremonies just feel a little staged. That just felt so genuine. Everybody loves her so much. The Seattle Storm stayed on the court. You had Sue Bird and Breanna Stewart there. You had Team USA people. You had WNBA people, obviously her own teammates and people who've known her for years. I just thought that was a great ceremony.
Well, I appreciate that. Friday was a culmination of things that we started to plan back in January when we went down to visit Sil. That was really what our visit was about, was, hey, what do you want this to look like? In what ways can we celebrate you? What's meaningful to you? And so you saw, a season long kind of journey of celebrating Sil. And so Friday was a culmination of all that. And I couldn't agree more. I thought that, Carly Knox and her staff just spent so much time in trying to create exactly what you saw, which is not only just a celebration of Sil, but the magnitude of her reach that was on display. And like you said, very genuine. Her family was there, and they've been so supportive of her career. And, I think the brothers take credit for a lot of who Sil became, and Sil gives them credit. But I think it was just a great tribute for fans to be able to share their love. That was overwhelming for Sil. And I just think the USA basketball tie-in, all of it, it was just perfect. Other than the game itself, the celebration was on point.
Yeah. And, I thought Waylon was great. I thought you were great. And, I do appreciate that you, basically referenced one of my recent columns and said, hey, she should come back for a year.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, I tried
one more year.
But if you can't get it done, I doubt if I can get it done.
I wouldn't even ask. I'll be honest with you. The one more year was this year. I'll say that. That was.
Right.
We would all want her to continue to play for a long, long time because she still can. But it's selfish on our part. Sil's ready for something different.
And given that she was dealing with a knee and a certain amount of age, and she's a large human being, which means she has more to work on her body. I mean, really, it's harder for big players. I mean, it's I always find it fascinating when you look at Shaq or Sil or any large basketball player. It's like they often don't get the benefit of the calls because they're big, and I think it's really easy for average sized people just to assume that they should automatically be good at basketball because they're large. The reality is, there are also challenges for larger players. They're carrying more weight. There's more weight on their joints. They do get hammered more without getting calls. I mean, it's not an easy life to be a big player in a professional basketball league.
No, it's not. I think all that was well said. I think the beatings, are real, and we've seen Sil kind of tire of that because it just hurts, and like what you have to do to recover and that sort of thing. And so just the preparation. So exactly as we hoped, she sprinted to the finish line. She prepared herself so that she could have a successful season. She fought through injuries and ailments and that sort of thing. And, I just think that, the preparation of practices and the beatings you get there and the games and all of that certainly does wear on you. Like you said, she's just 36 years old, but she'd like to have quality of life physically, to be active after this illustrious career. And she'll be on track to be able to do that.
Thanks to Livia. Thanks to our friend Lori Ramsey of Successful Marketing Group. Thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota, my realtor, Cara Quinn, All Energy Solar and TSR Injury Law. Thanks to everyone who sponsors the show and TalkNorth.com. This is TalkNorth.com. Best sports lineup in town. We've added Mike Grimm's Go Gopher podcast, Dave Lee, Blois Olson, variety shows, outdoor content. We have a bunch of hockey shows, a couple of Viking shows. Check it all out. We do appreciate you listening. We recommend subscribing to your favorite podcast app. You can also follow us on Twitter at Talk North Pod and watch the shows at be released. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. And, I thought Sylvia even overachieved this year. She played more minutes than I expected, and she was even more productive than I expected. Did you think she could do this?
I did. We expected that. I think Syl expected that of herself. I don't think there was any reason for her not to be as productive as she's always been. The only thing that would stand in her way would be the physical side, whether, being able to, play, like you said, as many minutes. We did go through a stretch where she was more limited to 20 minutes, but she remained productive even in the 20 minutes. She took away, I'm super proud of this because this didn't happen. I don't know that it happened in any season that she was with us, but she was a peak performer with regard to rebounding. So she won the rebounding title this year for the entire league. For her, that's, you think that happens every year, but it doesn't. She's over 4,000, the only player in league history to ever do that. We're super proud of those things. I don't see any reason why she couldn't perform like she's always done. And that was very important to Syl. She did not want to be on the floor if she could not be the Sylvia Fowles that we all know in terms of her dominance on the court. She would not have returned if she didn't think that she could do that. That was important to her, that her last season, like Sue, to be, as productive as other seasons. And I think Syl was able to do that for sure.
It's not hard to build a case that she's the greatest center in league history. She leads league in historical rebounding, field goal percentage, plenty of other stats that just kind of seal that. But if somebody wanted to make an argument, who else would they put in that conversation?
No, I think there's no one else in the conversation. She is the greatest center in league history. I think if you talk to people in other cities that feel like that they've had the greatest center, I think the first name that would come to mind that people would say would be Lisa Leslie. And I just, when you say the names Lisa Leslie, or even like a Lauren Jackson, it just doesn't make sense because it's not the same, was not the same way that Syl played. Syl was a classic center. And our league has not seen anyone remotely close to a classic center the way that Sylvia Fowles played the center position. And so to me, it's not even close that she is the greatest center that our league has ever seen.
Can you talk about your bond with Sylvia? Because you mean traded for her and, she wasn't one of the players who kind of grew up with you. You didn't draft her. And yet right. By the end, it seemed like you were very close.
Yeah, I didn't know much about Syl when we first traded for her. It was really about her connection to Simone and some of the other players on the team through USA Basketball, Maya and Lindsay. And I had only known Syl kind of oddly, because usually you start to, when you're playing against teams, you have some level of interaction. I just never had any with Syl. I had knew that she was a good egg, so to speak, and that sort of thing through Simone. So it wasn't until that she became a Lynx and we started kind of going through the process together that we really got to know each other. I think at the root of any great relationship is trust. I think the trust ran deep both ways or runs deep both ways. Syl was somebody that I think when I listened to her family, when they kind of shared their appreciation for our relationship, because they felt like I held Syl to a high standard and helped her achieve things like an MVP award and that sort of thing that Syl want. I always say this, great players want to be coached. And Sylvia Fowles absolutely is in that category and always was willing to add something to her game or be whatever we need her to be. Grow in a leadership role once Simone left and Maya moved on or Lindsay retired, and all of a sudden it was Sylvia Fowles. I think that's when I first maybe really understood the depth of her love for the franchise was when, all those things kind of peeled away and it was just Syl. And obviously at the time Fee, but Fee wasn't a part of that other era. And I think for Syl to that just really, for me, kind of just really resonated when I had it sat her down and kind of say, hey, this is what's going on. And this is what lies ahead. And would certainly understand. I would love to give you everything you deserve. And if you want it to be somewhere else, I will help you do that. We had that sort of conversation and it literally was about a half a second where she said, what? No. And this is where I want to be. This is home. This is my family. You're my family. And I want to go through this with you. So it just, like you don't get many, if you think about professional sports, you just don't get that. And so Syl's a throwback, a bit of a throwback, but it's how she lives her life. You know, she's committed and loyal, and I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, we tried to show her the same in return. And so I think that's what leads to the depth of the relationship that we were able to share.
How's the Livia program going for you?
Livia's going well. Happy to report. I had to push back my goal a little bit in terms of timing. I got derailed a little bit. I think we talked about that at one point, but I'm very, very close and just a few weeks away. And I'm excited to be able to do that before we take off for the World Cup over in Sydney. And then I have to, you know, really lean on Livia to sort of help me remotely. Make sure I have the product that I need. So we're in the process of making some plans to make sure that I can be successful when I'm gone for this month with USA Basketball. So they're great, and I think you know, anybody out there that's listening, one of the best things I did in choosing me, it certainly helped me through a difficult season. I think health wise, felt great physically, and so if anybody's interested and ready. To choose you, I think it would be a really great choice to join Livia.
My wife is using the Livia program with great success as well. We also want to mention another friend of the Reeve family. Lori Ramsey handles social marketing for the Cheryl Reeve Show. So we just want to say thank you to Lori and Successful Marketing Group. They created and manage all the social media for the Cheryl Reeve Show. If you're looking for social media for your business, I would highly recommend you contact her at Lori, as just like it sounds, Lori at Successful Marketing Group. So what was it like for you on Sunday? The ceremony became the focal point of Friday night. What was it like on Sunday to actually face the reality of her playing her last game?
Well, I mean, we certainly knew that the challenges that existed. We knew when we beat Phoenix, it at least helped us, give us a chance. But we knew that we had a tougher road. You know, that had been long been the case for the playoff teams that were, or for the teams that were fighting for the remaining playoff position. You know, so we knew the challenges. And so it wasn't like it came as a shock, to us, you know, like where we were the heavy favorite and we lost, that would have been really hard to swallow. But, you know, I think at that point it had really gotten to a situation where, you know, we were all pretty exhausted, meeting Syl and her family and us that have been such a part of it that, you know, it felt awful. people kind of felt maybe we were closer than what we were. I know that we cut the lead and that sort of thing, but, the reality was we weren't in position to win the game. And so I think that maybe made it a little bit easier for Syl, but also harder at the same time, cause you're pissed, you know, that you sure wish that we would have, you know, competed better to put ourselves in a chance to win the game. And but I think at that point, Syl was really at peace with everything. And she so appreciated the love that she got from around the league and really just from so many different places, maybe that places that she didn't necessarily expect it. And, you know, at the end, ESPN joined in and really helped to celebrate in putting, you know, her game on TV, which was not originally on. They put that on. And I think Syl had this revelation. I think initially, you know, Syl was used to being sort of underserved, an underserved player in our league. And then when everyone started kind of wanting to celebrate her, she was like, why now? You know, like, where have you been, type of thing. And then she realized it wasn't about that. It was about a love and appreciation for her and her career. And so then she transitioned into kind of really understanding that this is what this was all about. You know, that, you know, wherever you think her place is in history, really doesn't matter. It was, there is no one that has followed Sylvia's career that wasn't super, super proud of all that she did. And that's what I talked about when we landed in Minneapolis after Sunday's game, you know, because it's really hard to not let the difficult season. It's hard for me, maybe a little bit easier for Syl. It was really hard for me to kind of, you know, accept that that's what her last season was. That was, you know, that's just not exactly what we had hoped for. But what I told Syl was, I don't want her to spend any more time thinking about that. I wanted all of her thoughts to be around what an incredible freaking career she had. I started listing the things. I was like, are you kidding me? You know, and you're a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, my goodness. And let's really focus on that and the joy that she got from competing in the great sport of basketball, being a professional basketball player in the WNBA, the way she impacted so many people, her ability to amplify all the things that she loves, including cycling, you know, here in the community. And it was just really the celebration. I'm just really, really proud of the Lynx organization and the way that we came through for Syl in that way. And I'm really happy about that.
I want to thank all of our sponsors at TalkNorth.com and on the Cheryl Reeve Show, including Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
Speaking of All Energy Solar, AllEnergySolar.com, do high utility bills have you seeing red? See green instead with solar power and net metering. With net metering, extra energy generated by your solar panels is sent back to the energy grid in exchange for credit on your electricity bill. Those credits pay for your energy use on days when solar production is low or your electricity use is high. Check out All Energy Solar for saving money on gas, for saving money in utility bills, for increasing the resale value of your house, for paying off in the long term, no matter what you do. And they're great. These are great for business, too. So go to allenergysolar.com and check out all the ways that All Energy Solar, solar energy, can help you. Also want to tell you about Cara Quinn. And I know we have ads about her new company, Sette Colli, Sette Colli. It's a cool Italian term. It's Cara's new business. But I'm just going to take a break from our normal messaging about Cara. Just tell you, hey, Cara sold our house. She did it quickly. She did it efficiently. It sold really quickly after we put it on the market, even though the market is not quite as crazy as it was just a few months ago. We sold, and she just solved so many problems. She's always available. She's always texting, calling, checking in. She's always reachable. Sometimes I feel guilty because we're reaching out to her at odd times. She's always responsive, always friendly, always just easy to work with. She made selling our house it's the easiest thing we've ever done because of her. So check out Cara, check out her new company, Sette Colli, again, Sette Colli. So she studied mortuary science. She plans on becoming a mortician. Do you think she will really stay away from basketball?
One thing I'm sure of is that she wants nothing to do with basketball in the immediate future. That I'm sure of. I even had a chance to talk with Sue Bird a little bit, and you get it. I mean, her career is what, 21 years. And so you need a break. You need to sort of reconnect. I know in Syl's case with family, she wants to be around, and to kind of experience like normal life. But, I do think you will get to a certain point where that there's going to be a tug. And I don't know what that means for Syl, but she also has really invested, in a strong interest that she has with the, mortuary science, and she's got great opportunity there. There are some paths for her professionally. So I think that she's probably going to, like Sue, they're going to take some time and probably they're going to have some things that are going to come their way that maybe they don't realize that could lead them, in directions maybe away from maybe what they thought. Katie Smith was somebody that was able to really speak to that because if you remember, Katie was long going to, she was in dentistry and was long going to pursue that field. And then that kind of became less interesting to her. And then she got into dietetic studies, that sort of thing. And so, but then what did she do? She's coaching basketball. So some can walk away and some can't. I'm not ready to say yet for Syl, because at a couple of points along the way, I think there's been some intrigue, you know, around, you know, and I do think she loved helping younger players. She loved being a part of their journey and helping them. So I would not rule it out for Syl. And that's not ever having a conversation with Syl about anything to do with basketball. That's my own sort of take on this after spending so much time with her.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if she stayed completely away from the game. Of course, there are a million different ways you can get involved, but yeah,
right.
She just seems like a natural to help young players. I asked you a question before Friday night's game, and you gave me a great answer. You know, I was asking basically about the fact that, you know, you don't always get the right ending for a great career, and you've experienced all kinds of different endings for your championship players, whether it's concussions or midseason retirement or whatever. And like, it always feels weird for me to ask you to recreate something you've said before, but if you would just kind of recap, you know, what it was like to have Syl, you know, actually be able to script her ending, at least in the way she was treated around the league.
Yeah. And that was important to Syl. I think what I shared with you was that back in the last off season, when we began, we separated, or we went through exit interviews and kind of said, I'm going to give you some time. I know what was on her mind, you know, starting a family and doing some things away from basketball, and wanted to give her some time. I also felt like she wasn't quite ready to be done, but we gave her some time. And then when she made her decision, one of the key parts of her decision that she shared with me was that she recognized that our franchise hasn't necessarily been able to have the celebration of great careers, you know, like a Lindsey Whalen, you know, Simone Augustus or Maya Moore. We were able to, you know, even Rebecca Brunson. I mean, we were able to retire a number, but there was no sort of farewell tour that each of those would, you know, really have deserved. And I think for Syl, in her commitment and loyalty to the organization, had that thought on her own. There was no, you know, hey, we really need you to do this. Like, our franchise and our fans deserve this. There was nothing from our side. That was 100% all Sylvia Fowles noticing that. And that bothered her. And she wanted it to be different for the franchise and for the fans. And to give, you know, that opportunity, you know, to celebrate her. And I think that to me, like, just each step, like, I continue to be, you know, kind of overwhelmed with Sylvia's generosity and kindness and love. It's just, it's really special. I don't know if I've met a human being with more love in their body. Yeah, it's very impressive.
That's really cool. And I feel like a spy saying this, but there's nothing negative about it, so I don't mind saying it. I told you, I was actually out with Cara Quinn. My wife and her husband and us, we all went out for dinner after she sold our house, and we were up on Union rooftop, and here comes like this large, very diverse group of people. It kind of taken up this huge section of the patio, and here comes Sylvia. And I, you know, I didn't nose in, I didn't even bother them, but yeah. And I have no idea what it was. It was something organized or coincidental, but here's Sylvia just walking around, hugging everybody and hanging out the night before she retires. I just thought that was the coolest scene. And it kind of speaks to her, you know, she wasn't there with bodyguards and an entourage. She just walking around hugging people.
Yeah. Her brothers are her bodyguards. Right. So they were there.
Yeah, right,
I think it was something her agent had arranged for her. You know, that was kind of the culmination. I know, all of her family that could be there. It was really, really special for Syl. And I think that's the group that you saw that night.
Probably. Yeah, that's right. This is our Sylvia show. Doesn't mean we're not going to talk more about Sylvia and basketball matters going forward, but we wanted to just dedicate at least one show to her. Let's get a final thought from Cheryl. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. Thanks for listening to TalkNorth.com. And of course, as always, thanks to Brandon Morton, our producer. Give us one more Sylvia thought, if you would, Cheryl.
I think what I'm really happy about is, I think, and I may have said this in one of the press conferences, that through all of this, I think one of the best things that came from this, we all know Sylvia Fowles, those of us that are around, still in her orbit. I think that so many other people, we got to tell Syl's story, in terms of a reach. So many people got to know more about Syl that maybe would not have. And I'm so happy about that because of just the light that she gives, you know, the person that she is, like I said, the thoughtfulness, the generosity. I don't know if you saw Sylvia said to me, I think it was the final week, she, she sent me a picture of a bunch of beanies, knitted beanies for, you know, or different hats for the winter. And they were all different colors, all different designs. And she said, which one do you want? And there were some other, they had initials and names on them and whatever. And she was spending her last week making gifts, wow. making thank you gifts, baskets, whatever, for I can't tell you how many people. And it was just, and I was like, of course she is. Everybody just, yeah. said, of course she is. You should see what she gifted the players. And it just was, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming how, you know, a person can be like that. And it just, Sylvia Fowles, that's the final thought. She's amazing.
Great stuff. Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks, Brandon. We'll talk to you next week.